In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servants, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
Can we bless the Lord this evening? Let's give him the glory and all the honor this evening. He deserves to be praised. He deserves to be honored. He's our God and he changed not. His faithfulness has been declared in our life everywhere. Let's thank him. Worship him tonight. Celebrate his goodness. There is no one like you, O God. There is no one like you. In all the earth, there is no one like you. Thank you, Father. We hail you. We worship you. We hear you, Most High. We hear you. We worship you. We hear you, Most High. Father, tonight we are here again. The fourth night of our fasting. We thank you for the strength so far. We thank you for the grace to fast and then to converge together to pray. Father, tonight we are praying that you will strengthen us afresh. You will speak to us in a language we will understand, and our life will not remain the same. The prosperity we seek for, even tonight, you will deliver it to our hand.
Amen.
And your name will be glorified.
Amen.
Give us your word expressly.
Amen.
And let there be utterance.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
You can say good amen to that.
Amen.
Okay, let's have a seat. God bless you. Can you celebrate the Lord Jesus as you sit down? Amen.
Amen.
Today's service is very special. I can see my daughter's tie kindly. They decided to show up today. Can you celebrate God in their life? You can do better. I like their gilly. They have a special gilly this night. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's see what we can do. I had an urgent reason to travel somewhere today. But because of what I want to teach, I had to cancel the trip. And very important traveling, but not as important as you people of God. Can you celebrate yourself? You are so important. You are so wonderful. You are so blessed. You are so prosperous. You are the apple of God's eye, and you are going from glory to glory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So, you know, from tomorrow we can touch another topic, but for today I need to wrap it up a bit here. Don't forget that this is going to be our topic for the conference, our convention, 4 years anniversary. Can you celebrate Jesus? We are still standing. We are still standing. A lot of battle, a lot of challenges, a lot of things, but we are still standing. We are still standing. Can you celebrate Jesus for me once again? Amen.
Amen.
Okay. 3 John chapter number 1.
Third
John chapter number 1
ori ikini.
And the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a goodly sort, thou shalt do well. Tonight, I'm speaking on part 4.
Ni asale ya ma gbe agbeye wo apa kerin.
On prosperity.
Lori opo yanturu.
And one thing I know is this.
On kan ti o da mi loju ni wipe,
either you have faith for it or you don't have faith for it, this year you will prosper in God.
Amen.
You know, maybe before the weekend or maybe next week, we are going to have a family meeting so that we can talk. For those who are not serious with God yet, we will check ourselves, we will fight, disagree and agree. And I know no matter how much I do, it's like somebody should tell Mama and say, Baba Mbinusio, Mama Mba Wokuzo, Baba Mini Babani, Mele Fila. I don't throw mission. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, because if the will and the counsel of God is going to come to pass in your life, extra effort must be put in place. Extra effort must be put in place. If the will and the counsel of God for your life will come to pass, extra effort must be put in place. So, we are trying our best to see that we align you back to God as much as possible. You see, if you are not tired of religion, you can join another denomination. No problem.
And
you know, we don't even have Sunday service, so you are free to go to any church on Sunday. But me, I am tired of religion. You know, we contribute money for this anniversary, that convention, that problem, this, that. Family anniversary, church group anniversary, band anniversary, association anniversary, and then we do all this, and then I'm tired. Let me tell you something. Jesus may come this year.
Jesus lay the Lord in.
I'm telling you. Because
the
world power have said everybody on earth must be vaccinated.
Against COVID-19. COVID-19.
Now, they now said, even despite the fact that we have taken the vaccine, we still need to continue using our face masks and then washing our hands. So what's the point of the vaccine? Could that mean that the vaccine has another agenda more than
COVID-19?
How many of you have been to the hospital? Okay. That you have been to the hospital and you saw somebody who is in coma. Who has seen anybody in coma before? In the hospital. Anybody? Okay. Now, when somebody is in coma, what actually happened is not that the heart is not working. The heart is still working. In fact, life is still there. It only means that the brain is not in full function to make the body respond positively. Because it is the brain that will give the leg signal, move, hand, move, mouth, open, voice, come out, ear, listen. It is the brain that is sending all that signal. So when a man is in coma, it means the brain has refused to give any instruction to the body. So the entire body will just stay there. If we are not careful, they are going to give us what they call vaccine. What they call vaccine. And it will have a positive effect on the way we think. Could this be a strategy that the enemy is planning to make sure that we just wake up one day because we cannot think well again? Based on what is inside us, we just start walking away from God and then go after the devil. Because I see no, the point of vaccine now doesn't make any sense again to me. And then you know what the Lord said to me this year? He said, in 2021, medicine will fail.
When you are 2021,
if I be a prophet of God, you hear it on the headline. People will take vaccine, they will die. Mark my word. You know, I hear God so small. He talked to me small, small. I told us last year, during the crossover, I said the Lord said to me, 2020, a lot of people will die in government. How many of you remember that prophecy? And I said, God said we must come close to Him. That is why I started a series, January 2020. I did a series of 15 days on the knowledge of God, so that we can know God. Because God told me that 2020 is going to be a tough year. A lot of people prophesy 2020, people are going to get money, people are going to prosper, God is going to do a lot of things. Nigeria is going to be better. Hey, what me I had came to pass.
Oh, what's it, Michelle?
Not only Nigeria, the forces that are behind coronavirus determine that nobody on earth will have his liberty. If according to the scripture, please, I hope I'm not talking too much. Are you listening to
me?
Can I continue? Okay. If according to the recommendation of the scripture in Matthew chapter 24, the Bible says the tribulation would be so much that if God did not cut it short, even the elect are going to fall for it. Even the elect cannot bear it. You know, these people that are controlling the world can wake up today and say, without vaccine, nobody can open a bank account again. Nobody can buy something again. You know, they can wake up and say, now they are forcing us to go and register our SIM card with NIM. What is the meaning of that nonsense? We have national ID card already. Why are you saying we should add it to our phone number? They say they will block every line between now and January 19th if you don't do that. What is this? We have done BVN. Without BVN now, you cannot have money. Eh? We have done national ID card. We have the national ID card. We have registered our seat. What are you disturbing us over? You know what they are saying? They are going to bring policies that if you don't follow, they are going to handicap you. Could this mean the mark that the Bible says 666 is number? Could these policies be the 666 that the Bible says will be the mark of the beast?
ǹjẹ́ àwọn ètò tí wọ́n gbé kalẹ̀ yìí yóò lè jẹ́ àmì ccc tí bíbélì sọ wípé yóò dé nígbẹ̀.
I was at the bank today.
Mo wà ní ilé ìfowópamọ́.
Usually you will go with your ID card, maybe your international passport, driving license, or national ID, in order to do some transactions in the bank. But now you don't need to do that again. Just go to the bank. They will put your thumbprint on one small box. And the box will bring your picture and your data, your name, your address, your phone number, your account detail, everything. That machine will bring it out. It means that they are saying we can't escape if they want to catch us. And now all these policies are coming upon our financial institutions, money. If they take away every money and access for you to get money, they have finished you. You know, this is not my message. I want to talk about prosperity. But this is not my message. But when the moment I start talking, I have the feelings that I need to prepare you. I beg you, prepare for rapture. Please prepare for rapture. Throw away this religion and this backbiting, gossiping, nonsense religion thing that you are doing. You will not go to heaven with religion. It is the love you have for Jesus and your genuinity and sincerity and the purity of your life that will determine if you are going to make it there or
not.
You better suffer now in this world if you need to suffer. Don't miss heaven. I beg you, don't miss heaven. I saw my house in heaven. It's a mansion. Very big. You think I'm laboring in vain? No, I've seen my house. It's real. It is real. God can take everything away from my life. He should not take heaven from me. If you miss rapture, if you miss rapture, maybe I will do another teaching on that. The Bible says they will put you inside hot oil. They will cut your leg, cut your neck. You will not die because death will have left.
Bible says we won't feel any of you know your word against.
The tribulation you will go through if you don't go for rapture, because they will now force you to say, yeah, bow to our God. If you don't bow, they will torment you. Pain will remain, but death will not. The Bible says people will go to the mountain and say, oh yeah, follow me, mountain, so that I can die. They will climb the biggest story building and they will fall from 25 story building. Die. They will think they will die. They will have wound. Death will not kill them, because the Bible says death will have been arrested.
But
you'll be feeling pain. They can remove your eye today with hot iron. Remove your second eye. They can find a big iron and burn your private part. Cut your fingers, cut your toe, remove your ear, cut your... They can cut you to pieces. The Bible says you will not die. Look at you. You can't even trek to church. That's pain for you to trek to church. Offering, because you don't have offering, you don't want to come to church. The house of God is here. You don't even care about God. All you care about is how to make money, to get profit, to do one or two things, and you think you are going to that God. When you abandon him on earth, you are not going to his place in heaven. I pray for you, you will not miss rapture.
Amen.
All these things that are dragging you, your beauty. You are sleeping with everybody up and down. Beauty. Beauty care. Beauty. This body is not going to heaven with you. Beauty. Ha. God is not going to joke with anybody after rapture. No more mercy. I beg you. The Antichrist is walking very fast, more than what we read in the Bible. It's too early. All these laws is supposed to be maybe 30, 50 years from now, not now. All these laws. That they are giving now the church. Look at what they say, the church, that the church must register, and then government can come and close church account, and government can choose who to be the church government to determine who is the board of the church. You see what is happening? Gradually, trouble is coming to our doorstep. You will not miss rapture. Remember the 4th of January 2021. Me, Ezekiel Adenikwekun, told you, make sure you don't miss rapture. And that's why God is saying, I want you to prosper, but first, know me. Because if you don't know me and you prosper, you will forget about me.
Mama, we pay to your party, mommy. You to share it. What we pay? Oh, baby.
Gone are those days. Believers don't go. Jesus. Believers are not in haste when they come to church.
And when you back up, ni aya di don't walk here. Can't you? Kuro ni Oluwa.
If I preach more than 2 hours now.
Many
of you will sleep or you will be complaining because you are tired of God's presence. But you can go now to the parlor and watch Kotuonu, Agbako Part 1, Agbako Part 2, Agbako Part 3, Agbako Part 4. You are watching Geneva, watching all manner of nonsense for all the day. But you can't sit down in the house of the Lord for 4 hours. It's showing that the perilous time has come in.
What must we pay Igbaewu today?
2 Timothy chapter 3, the Bible says, verse 1, it said, in the end time, the perilous time will come. He said, people shall be lovers of themselves. They will not be lovers of God. Don't miss rapture. If you miss rapture, you are doomed. If you miss rapture, you are in trouble. Please, don't miss rapture. Just forget this nonsense. Since you have been pursuing life, how much of life have you gotten? You have been pursuing money. How many money have you gotten? You are doing big boy, big girl. What has that changed in your life? Please don't miss rapture. I pray the Lord will count you worthy to make it to heaven.
Amen.
So that day will come and they say, Adenikpeku, you see a renko, mana wori. None of you will miss heaven.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You see how the Lord spoke to us now? It's not in my plan.
Let's
go to our topic today, part 4 on prosperity. The writer was appreciating Gaius. I tried to look for the meaning of Gaius. Maybe it has something to do with us. I couldn't lay hands on much. Gaius means rejoice, rejoicer, happiness. I'm still finding a way to see if it matched to, it means the writer is talking to believers. I don't know, but the meaning of the name is happiness, rejoice, gladness. That's the meaning of the name, and it's one of the Roman those Latin names that the Roman people bear. So there's nothing that has to do with the name believers, so to say. But the point is this: the writer to Gaius was saying, I wish you above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I told you prosperity is the will of God for your life. A pastor who refuses to prosper will beg for bread. A pastor who refuses to prosper will become a subject of mockery. A pastor who refuses to prosper will become a beggar. He will lose honor. You will prosper. If you refuse to prosper, you will be the messenger in your family. You know, they will say, Auntie, please make sure that they help us clean the house. Before the occasion. Brother, Shebi, you are the one in town. Help us to make sure that they cut all the grass. We will send money to you. If you don't prosper, you will be a servant to your siblings. If you don't prosper, you will be a subject of ridicule in your society. If you don't prosper, that devil is going to mock your God. Therefore, I pray for you. You will prosper. If your amen can be louder, I say you will prosper. In the name of Jesus. So the writer was saying, you need to prosper. That's my prayer for you. You know, there's a way God showed me in the scripture. And then look at verse 3. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou workest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. You remember when I was talking about prosperity yesterday, I said God is interested in the order that you prosper in your soul first before you prosper in material. Is that correct?
Okay.
And I said, if you don't have the prosperity of the knowledge of the God that you serve within your soul, your soul, when it is prosperous by knowledge that are not of God, automatically we submit to the government of the devil.
I didn't
say opolo.
Ti opo yanturu ti a nsoro nipa re yi.
Yes.
Ti ko ba ti a ko ba ni lopolopo ninu okan wa.
Yes.
Pe yo mu ki eleje opo yanturu ta ba wa ni ti o ti ki se lati odo Olorun.
Yes.
Yo mu ki awa ki a teriba si abe ijoba Satani.
Thank you. So it's not just being prosper, but you need to be prosperous in God. Let me show you something. The writer, John the Beloved, said, look at what he said. He said, I rejoice greatly when I hear that my children are living in truth. Look at what he said. He said, Gaius, he said, I am glad when I heard about your truth. You remember what the Bible says in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 23-24. John 4, 23-24. He said, the time will come that those who are going to be worshiping the Father, they're worshiping in what? In spirit and what? Truth. So it means that Gaius has passed the first phase of prosperity. This apostle was appreciating this man. He said, I wish you also, I have seen your prosperity in the spirit because you are a man who lives in truth. But it's not enough. I also desire that your prosperity will go beyond your soul to become a manifest prosperity in material. Your soul prosperity will be way on the scale of truth. So it means if you don't have truth in you, you can never prosper in the knowledge of God. You can never be prosperous in God. If you claim you know scriptures, if you claim you speak in the Holy Ghost, if you claim you can fast and pray, and we search your life, and there are lies, deceit, untruthfulness, unfaithfulness in your life, the Bible make it clear you are a liar. You are not prosperous in God, you are prosperous from the counsel of the devil.
Ti a ko ri otito ninu re ko je pe iro ni a ri nbe o tun mo si wi pe lo o le se rere.
It doesn't matter how much prayer you pray.
Oni se pelu.
It doesn't matter how much tongue you speak.
Oni se pelu ifede
po. It doesn't matter how much how do we put it now, how much fasting you can fast.
Oni se pelu awe ti o le gba.
Once we search by weighing the scale of your prosperity, if truth is not found there, that prosperity is not from God.
The
Lord will give you understanding. Okay. So we need to prosper. And you will prosper. I say you will prosper. On the subject of prosperity, we have seen the interest of God. He wants us to prosper in soul and in material. There are three major keys that I'm going to give you on how to prosper. Are you I need you to pay attention. Number one. That's all I'm going to do this night. That 3 points and then I'll drop the mic. Number one. Build a well-defined relationship with God and the motive for the relationship. Build a well-defined relationship with God and make clear the purpose of that relationship. The intention of that relationship. The purpose of that relationship. You know why? You can be seeking God and build relationship with God because of one problem or the other. If you're coming to God, it's about Him solving your problem all the time. You will never prosper that way because He knows that you are a thief. You have no interest in Him. You came for Him to solve your problem. You need to build a solid relationship. You need to be consistent in that relationship. You need to be serious with that relationship. Some of us, we are just in church. We don't have relationship with God. We only pray to God to bless us. We only pray to God to protect us. We only pray to God to make a way. You don't have relationship. You are not in love with Him. You love what He can give to you. That's not relationship. You must love Him more than the material He can give to you. First, the principle of prosperity is to love God, build a well-defined relationship with Him, and then let the purpose become clear.
Look at the
Bible. The Bible says, I will bless Abraham because I know he will teach his children my ways. So the all that drama of how Abraham became the father of faith, God sweared and beat his chest and all that drama is not even the main subject. The main subject to God is that Abraham is going to teach and train his children to know his ways. That relationship with God is important, sir. In 2021, I don't want you to know God as problem solver. I want you to know Him as a family. I want you to know Him as a father. When you wake up in the morning, don't bombard Him with Oluwaje and Taloni. No. No, sir. Talk to Him first. Appreciate Him for waking you up. Thank Him for the next opportunity He has given to you. Then tell Him how much you love Him. Spend time with Him. Just say, God,
Oluwa,
I don't know. Why do you love me like this? You're a good father. If it's not because of the love you have for me, you are not supposed to give me food though. There is a way you build relationship with God, you will be talking to Him as if you are talking to your wife at home. I'm telling you, and you see, when you get to that level where you can sit down for 1 hour, and you are just saying, I just admire you.
Oh,
you are just on your knee. You are just saying, if not for you in my life, you are a good God. What will I have become if not for you? I love you. There is nobody that can take your place in my life. If your prayer has not gotten to that level, you are just taking God's benefit. You are not in love with Him. So build a well-defined relationship. And let the purpose of that relationship be clear. You know, Exodus chapter 23, verse 25.
Exodus.
The Bible say, make it very clear to us that He said, ye shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and bless your water. Then He will take away disease out of your means. Look at the first point. You will serve the Lord. He didn't say you will ask God for money. He didn't say you ask God for food or water. He said you will serve the Lord. Let the Lord know, Father, I'm here to serve you for the rest of my life. I love you beyond what you can give me. Even if you don't give me anything, I'm okay. Just don't leave
me.
I love you. Do you miss God? Let me ask you. How many of you miss God? How many of you miss God? You can miss your girlfriend. You can miss your boyfriend. But God is there. The real lover is waiting for you. You don't even have His time. Build relationship with Him.
ìbáṣepọ̀ pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
Desire God more than the people you are talking to.
O gbọdọ̀ fẹ́ Ọlọ́run, ṣàfẹ́rí Ọlọ́run ju àwọn tí ò ń bá sọ̀rọ̀.
Desire God more than the people you are gossiping with.
O gbọdọ̀ máa kùnbẹ Ọlọ́run ju àwọn tí ò ń bá ṣe àríkè.
Desire God more than the people you are complaining to.
O gbọdọ̀ fẹ́ Ọlọ́run ju àwọn tí ó yẹ pé ò ń bá.
Desire God more than the people you are going to for help.
Ju àwọn tí ò ń tọ̀ lọ fún ìrànlọ́wọ́.
Let him know you cannot do without him.
Jẹ́ kó mọ̀ wípé láìsí òun o kò lè dá nǹkan ṣe.
He loves you.
Ó fẹ́ràn rẹ.
Look at, let me give an example.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n fún wa ní àpẹẹrẹ kan.
How will you feel as a young lady?
Pé báwo ni yóò ṣe wá rí gẹ́gẹ́ bí
ọmọbìnrin? If your husband abandon you inside the house.
Bí ọkọ rẹ kọ̀ ọ́ sílẹ̀ nínú ilé.
He will enter, go to the kitchen.
Yóò wá wọnú.
Take food.
Yóò wá bu oúnjẹ fúnra.
Go out.
Yóò wá jáde.
When go to the, enter the house, where is my food? What is my food? What is my food? Give me my food, oh. Take the food. Eat. Go out.
Ajade lo sita.
How will you feel as a wife like that?
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìyàwó, báwo ni ló ṣe rí lára rẹ?
As a husband.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọkọ.
How will you feel if your wife, the only time she comes to you is, give me money, I want to make soup.
Sọ pé ìgbà tí ìyàwó rẹ̀ ń bá sọ̀rọ̀ ni pé fún mi lówó ọbẹ̀.
That's all. Give me money. I need money. We need money. We need soap. We need Maggi. We need oil. We need.
I need iru.
Pampers. And there's no greeting. There is no my love. I miss you. There is no intimacy. Why? What kind of marriage is that? That's what you are doing to God. If the only time you appear before, any time you are praying, Oluwa, Jemise, Oni, Tupese, Fumino, and God is saying, do you even care what I want? Let me tell you something. The last time I pray, I can't even remember. The last time I asked God to give me money, I can't remember when I said, Lord, give me. Okay, maybe in early days of my marriage, maybe. I love God more than anything. I
may
not know how to express it though. I remember one time ago when I was going through challenges of life, I told my wife, see, let's forget this nonsense issue of joy. Let me serve Jesus. If I serve him, he will put food on this table. I was not even wanting to be a pastor. And I would trek 2 hours, 1 hour, 3 hours, go to evangelize and pray for people. I just love him. If he can die for me on the cross, what can I not do for him?
He
won't prosper you if you don't love him. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse
18.
Look at what the Bible says. It says, ye shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to have riches and wealth. The factor there I want to use. The factor there that I want to use is that ye shall remember him. Don't be carried away with the riches of the world. Don't be carried away with your desire. Don't be carried away with your wants. Don't be carried away with the challenges of life. You shall remember. Do you remember God all day? Or you remember him when you have problems? That's not how to be in relationship. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Look at Mama.
Ewo Mama.
Mama Chooks.
Mama Chooks.
Look at our relationship. She's one of the few people that will bring food, cook food to my house, and I will sit down. And you have not met me where I'm eating before.
When I'm eating Mama Chuk's soup, you have not seen it. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's one soup she brought when Mommy Grace traveled. I removed my shirt. I was sweating. I was removing it. You know, the pepper was correct. So I was saying, God bless this woman. God bless this woman. Mama, konita lawe lai lai.
Ah, man.
You know why I can eat her food?
Yeah, ma, this movie, don't get it.
Because we have relationship. Somebody cannot just bring food from outside. I will take it. I can give people.
And again, he put it. They go and jawa for me. Won't he? He won't. Won't he? Won't he?
You know, and I'll tell her, say, Mama, look at my stomach. What could you good me your? I better go good in your. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Relationship. You need to build one with God. Let me tell you how you know you are not in relationship with God. If out of 24 hours, the only time you spend before God is 30 minutes. You know that kind of prayer you do every morning. 30 minutes, no, 20 minutes, and it's only the prayer goes on. How do you spend that kind of 30 minutes before God and say you are in a relationship? And you spend the whole day doing every other thing aside from God. If there is relationship, after morning prayer, Mama Chus goes to the kitchen.
Mama Lossi,
she bought meat, bought everything, and then begin to prepare soup. Even when she's preparing soup,
her heart
is rejoicing. He's talking to God. You are singing. You know, you are singing. You are putting pepper. And people are saying, Mama Kitchen, and then after you have finished all that, before people start coming to eat, or maybe there's a break in between, you just enter inside the room and say, Baba mi mo dupe o, o je kin roja to ni, o lo ti lo ko se o ti mo fi dana, and then you thank him, wa ra baba wa dupe wa ni ki se pe Oluwa je kin tati pati pa by fire by force. Amen.
Amen.
I'm using my matches because she's my padi mi to dajulo ni so she ni e ba ngba de fun mama. You know, we went to Lagos for program. And then somebody came to see me from the people that are listening to our messages online. And after we finished, the guy came from long, like 6 hours drive to come and see
me.
So after we finished talking, he said, Daddy, thank you. Your messages have blessed me. You gave me some money and everything. And then we make some plans. You know what he said, Ness? He said, Eva Miki Mama Chukso. Only motive bug go message Mama Chus Lemandar Kosha.
Hallelujah.
So Mama Chus is popular. Even in America, they already know Mama Chus.
Amen.
Amen. America, and they will first ask, where is that Mama Chus? Amen.
Amen.
So in the middle of it, you still remember God. You must, that's how to be a relationship. Don't forget God for the whole day. So he said in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, remember the Lord your God,
Because if you don't remember him, don't forget that he's the one that will give you power for riches and wealth. This is why many of us will never prosper, because we refuse to remember him. The Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 22, verse 21, the Bible says, it said, acquaint yourself with the Lord, then you will have peace. Verse 24, the Bible says, he said, you shall heap up gold as dust, and you shall have plenty of silver. He said, the gold of Ophir, I don't want to go to that place. But he said, you shall heap up gold as dust, and you shall have plenty of silver. Verse 29, he said, when men say there is casting down, you will say there is lifting up. But look at where he started from. He didn't say prosperity first. He said, first, acquaint yourself with the Lord. Be in relationship with him. When you are in good relationship, when you know him, acquaint yourself. Relate with him. Let him know you, know him. Know one another. Be into a good relationship. Verse 24 says, if you do that, you will heap up gold as dust.
Let me
tell you the truth. The level of the blessing I have now is as a result of the relationship level I am with God now. The anointing and the power of God you are seeing in my life now, this level, is telling you my little level of relationship with God. If I make it deeper, then you will see more power in my life. Somebody was telling me about Pastor W.F. Kumuyi. He said Baba came to Ibadan for a crusade in a stadium. He said after Baba finished preaching, he said Baba said it's time for miracle, and Baba said, God, you know me and I know you. Oh yeah, heal them.
Oh yeah,
blind eyes were opening. He didn't shout. People were getting out of wheelchair. Miracles begin to happen all over. You know what he said? You know me.
Oh, mommy.
You know me.
Baba, oh, mommy.
And I know you. Can you imagine? Very simple prayer. You know me.
Mumo.
Baba, I know you.
Baba Mumo.
We know ourselves.
As your moral.
Yeah, heal him.
Oh yeah,
and healing start happening.
It was something better since Shelle.
May you have relationship with God.
Amen.
This is your key. This is your power to enter into prosperity.
Time.
If only God can see the genuinity in your heart that you love him, he will release everything to you. So first,
shall you
build a relationship with God? Define it. Make it clear that you love him beyond what he can give you. Number two, the key to enter into prosperity. It's very important that you understand this, please. You need to discover the seed that God has planted in you first. You see, God will never prosper you outside the seed he planted inside you. He will only prosper what he has planted inside you. Do you understand me? Because every one of us sitting down here now, as much as we are, everyone has something big inside of them that God created inside of you to make you prosper. And until you begin to work on that thing he planted inside you, you will never prosper. So you must discover it. You have to discover it. Let me show you something. When you discover it, you will need to develop it. You need to be the best of your version. You need to be the best of your version. Whatever seed God planted in you, make sure that you are the best over that subject matter. That seed can be wisdom. That seed can be skill. That seed can be talent. That skill can be character. That skill can be ability to do something more than others. You must discover it. When you discover it, develop it. Let me show you something. The Bible says in the book of 1 Kings chapter 3,
you know,
the Bible is beautiful. I'm praying that God will give me grace to study it. I'm thinking that one day I will just open the Bible and I will not stand up until I finish through Revelation. That's what is coming to my head. That one day I will just open it. And if I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. I won't stand up from Genesis to Revelation. Because at times I just look at the Bible. Look at something I'm telling you. Why did God bless Abraham? He has a relationship with God. Look at Job. He said, acquaint yourself with the Lord. Verse 24. He said, you will gather gold like dust. So the secret is knowing God. Look at Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 3, the Bible says in verse 3, and Solomon loved the Lord.
Solomon fell on Lord.
And verse 9, the Bible says, and God asked Solomon, what do you want? Solomon said, give me wisdom. And God said, I will give you wisdom that nobody will have. What is the secret of that wisdom? First, Solomon loved the Lord. You can practically see a replication of a lifestyle and pattern of how God raised men. If you are interested to learn, you will see the key for you to make impact. The reason why many of us have not gotten what we need to get from the Lord is because we have refused to love the Lord. I told you. But Solomon had fulfilled this part. The second step, which I say you need to discover the seed of God in you. At a point in time, Solomon, he didn't know what is inside him. He was a king. He didn't know what is inside. So he now asked from the Lord. At times, if you don't know the seed of greatness in you, ask the Lord. If you don't know the seed that God has planted in you to prosper your life and destiny, ask from the Lord. I was into music before. And then I've done songs. I record a lot of songs. I release an album. I had a promoter. Things were looking good for me as if music is going to be my destiny. No, music was a gift. It was not the purpose of God for my life as a seed for prosperity. And up to now, I'm still composing good songs.
You see, my man calling.
But the seed of greatness in me, I discover that it is for me to be an apostle of the Lord.
Sugbon mo ri wipe irupin igbegade ati gbesinu mi ni pe lati je apostle fun Olorun.
Let me tell you something. Put me anywhere in this world. Just leave me with the Bible. That's all I need. It's a matter of time. I don't care how bad the place is. Because when the angel came to see
me,
during my searching, what is the seed of my greatness? The angel gave me Bible. He said, eat, eat. He came like 3 times to give me Bible. And anytime they put the Bible in my mouth, if I bite it, I will see that the Bible is paper. It will turn to bread in my mouth. That was my own seed. Not the music. When I was doing computer work, I was the best in my set. You will have thought that that is what is going to prosper me. But there was a seed that was lying waiting for me to discover. It took me several years before I come to the reality of that knowledge that, so God has a plan for my destiny. I thought I'm going to find it in other things.
Solomon,
the seed of prosperity in his life was wisdom. Because nobody has his wisdom. And let me tell you something. In his days, Solomon was the richest man in the world. What gave him the prosperity? The wisdom. What has God planted in you? Don't see. You see this jama work you are doing. It can't prosper you. What is it that God created you to come and do? Don't be too arrogant or proud to ask him. Some people can discover their own by themselves. But if you cannot discover your own, first and during this fasting now, ask him. Solomon asked the Lord. And he gave to him. The Bible says in the book of James, if anybody is lacking wisdom among you, let him ask. Ask. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3.
Jeremiah,
the Bible says, ask.
He
said, ask of me, and I will answer thee. And great and mighty thing, would thou know it not, will I show you.
He will
show you. Ask of him. There is a seed. If you don't see, I will just tell you the truth and leave you with it. Whatever you do with the truth is your choice. Once you settle your relationship with God, second thing is to discover the seed of prosperity that he has planted in you.
Nigba ti o ba ti yanju ibasepo re pelu Olorun, ohun ikeji na ni wipe ki o shawari ohun ti Olorun ti gbin sinu re to le mu o se rere.
He will answer you if you ask him.
Yo da Olorun nigba to ba bere lowo re.
I pray he will answer you.
Mo gbadura yo da Olorun.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu. Amen.
Say a good amen.
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 41, verse 33. Joseph was standing before Pharaoh, and when he has told Pharaoh the interpretation of the dream, and then he make a recommendation, he said, let Pharaoh look for a man. Let Pharaoh look for a man who is full of wisdom that can manage this matter. And then Pharaoh said, who can be that man? It's you. When you discover the seed of greatness in you, display it.
ti ba ti ri pin ati la re ati fisinu re se afihan re.
Listen to the order. Discover the seed of greatness in you. Develop it to be the best of the version. And then after you have developed it to be the best of the version, display it. Don't forget that Joseph, please be quick. Don't forget that Joseph was dreaming and interpreting dream even from his father's house. He was not the best of his version then. He got to Potiphar's house. He continued dreaming. He got to the prison. He continued dreaming. He was practically developing the skill he has for interpretation of dream. And one day, he arrived at Pharaoh's palace. And he said, the problem, this is the solution based on the development of my capacity that I have. And then Pharaoh said, who can have this kind of idea of your own? You are the one to be the prime minister. I don't care either you are educated or not, either you are qualified or not qualified. Your seed of greatness has brought you to this position. You remember what the Bible says? The gift of a man will make him to stand before kings. He said the gift of a man maketh a way for him. You want to prosper? I'm going to ask you, what is the seed you want to prosper from? The Bible says, if a man is diligent in his works, he will stand before kings and not ordinary men. If God is going to prosper you materially, there must be a seed that you have discovered, water, and it has become bearing fruit.
Why
are you here? Why did God bring you to this world? What has God designed your destiny to be? Until you find out that purpose, you will not prosper. But I pray for you. During this fasting, the Lord will speak to you in a clear term in the name of Jesus. You see, you will do yourself very big harm if you are fasting now and you are dreaming and you are not writing the dream down, and then you are forgetting. A lot of things God will have done for you, you will have missed it if you refuse to write your dreams.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can we celebrate Pastor Philip for that hard work he's in? Inshallah, nila ti se gbu fo fun mi. Number three.
Koko keta.
Be conscious of the environment in which you live in.
Agbodo that more
not every seed can prosper in every ground. You must be conscious of that. You see, the result of your seed will be determined by the environment. You remember that Joseph interpreted dream that delivered that cup bearer from prison. What difference does it make in the life of Joseph? Because in that prison, that environment cannot prosper his dream. Look at what the Bible said. The Bible said when that guy left, he forgot Joseph for 2 years. Can somebody go and look after? Is that not our children? But the day, look at it. If you calculate how many minutes Joseph spoke before Pharaoh, it's less than 10 minutes and he became prime minister.
It doesn't matter
even if it is 1 minute, because he is in the right environment for the seed of the greatness of prosperity that God had deposited in him has found a good ground to germinate and to bear fruit immediately. Pharaoh never sent Joseph back to the prison. That was the end of his suffering. I pray for you that that seed that will take you to your throne in this 21 days fasting, you will discover it.
Amen.
So, when you discover it, develop it. When you develop it, display it. You know, some of you are good choir.
When
you are younger, and then now the church is in need of some choir, you see that you are watching the choir. You know, Yoruba, Korean Yoruba, be. That seed, develop it. When you develop it, display it. Then, when you have done that, be conscious of the environment. Even Jesus in Capernaum, he could not perform miracles. Because the environment was not okay for the seed inside of him. Let me tell you something. If God planted seed of greatness in you, and then you develop it, and then you are displaying it in the middle or in the gathering of mediocres, they will never encourage that seed to bring you prosperity. In fact, they will tell you are doing too much.
So, but one share fion, Narin and Wokwe, Otumas, we pay where Konimu, Ipokunto Yakumwa, Konile.
Find out the environment that really, really needs your gift. Find out the environment that really, really needs your skill. Find out the environment that really, really needs what is inside of you. That's how you can prosper. You see, one of the reasons why many pastors, even ministers of God, don't prosper in ministry is that even in ministry there is specification. They just want to do ministry like it's a big church. Let's come, sing, dance, pray, go home. Sing, dance, pray, go home. If people know that you are a prophet in your specification, you prosper there. If they know you are a teacher in your specification, you prosper there. If they know you have the gift of healing and deliverance, you prosper there. Don't match everything together. Rise up on your feet. You cannot be a rewire. You cannot be a shoemaker. You cannot be a chef. You can't be all that at the same time, then you want to prosper. No, you need to be one. There is something that God wants you to come and do in this life. And that seed is waiting for you to make sure it germinates and flourishes. The Lord will give you understanding. If you can work with these three keys, build good relationship with the giver of power of wealth. Discover the seed of greatness inside of you. Develop it. Then, be conscious of the environment where you are living. The Lord will give you understanding. Can we pray? Say, Father, reveal to me the seed of prosperity that you have planted in me. Open your mouth and pray that prayer.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.